Something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina Maran. Andrew Ryan, comedian, is in the studio. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. It's really good to be on Classic Hits.
I know that you're trying to get a radio gig and you're going to put on your best radio voice during this interview.
Yes.
You were impersonating our very own Enda Murphy, who does love songs here on a Sunday morning. Do you want to do now a request there?
So do you know you get like on the love Sunday? I don't know why they do it on a Sunday morning, right? Because what's happening on a Sunday morning that we don't know about in people's houses?
They're lying in bed.
And they go like, oh, you know, they're ringing. Margaret's on the phone. Margaret's wrote a letter and she wants to say that she loves Desmond. They've been married like 13 years and Desmond, you've given me two beautiful children and she loved you until last week till she found out you were having an affair and then he never read the proofread the thing,
oh,
you know.
I love
those love stories.
Yeah, you need to know when you're talking on the radio, you need to know what the end of the text says before you say it live on the radio. So yeah, no fear. Do you want to end this job? Because sometimes...
Oh,
you know,
I think I'd be a high divorce rate if I was actually doing it.
Do you think?
Classic Hits, breaking up relationships every Sunday.
I like it. It's different.
Yeah.
You're living in the UK at the moment, are you?
I am, yeah. I've been living in, at the moment, 16 years, just at the moment, yeah.
16,
yeah. 4 or 5 World Cups. So, like, I've been there for a long time. And with Brexit now, like, there could be a change coming.
Come here to me. I've just realised something. The Euro Million was, 190 million was won in the UK. Is there any possibility there's somebody that you know who's won it that I could somehow get a share of that?
Unfortunately, I cannot speak, cannot confirm or deny. But it's me and Enda. Sunday morning, lot of love.
So we managed to get you back from the UK and you're playing in Cork. Are all the family still there?
All the family are there, yeah. I'm playing the Everyman Palace in Cork on the Saturday the 19th with my show, which is called Is Everything All Right at Home? And basically the reason that show is titled that is because if you're ever at work with someone, right, and you've got a middle manager and they got like their power mad and they're always like, get me that spreadsheet on the laptop by 2 o'clock tomorrow. And you're like, that can't be done. But they love their little management rules. I used to always say to people that would annoy me, I'd look them in the eye whenever they're being rude to me. I'd go, is everything all right at home? And they could not cope with any emotional questioning. And I always thought, like, if you're ever having a problem with somebody, just look them dead in the eyes and say that. And they'll never come
That's
near
a good
you
one. I take it then you must have worked in an office then.
Yeah, at some
point.
I was sacked.
for asking someone
for asking
is everything
so many
okay
questions.
At home.
Yeah, I was doing Friday afternoon love letters. And I was just ousting all the affairs in the office.
Practicing for your future radio gig.
Yeah. No, like I'm down in Cork and I'm doing the Everyman, which I'm delighted to be doing. It's you know, a dream come true to do the Everyman, you know, and I don't get to perform in Ireland that much. So I'm back home for a few weeks.
The laundry done and the like.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
So the Everyman Theatre, we've all got the giggles here today. The Everyman Theatre in Cork on Saturday the 19th of October and the Vodafone Comedy Festival in Galway, Friday, October 25th and Sunday, October 27th. Are they letting me have the Saturday off?
I am, yeah. I'm having a Saturday off. I'm actually taking my girlfriend out to dinner.
McDonald's, is it?
No, I'm actually taking her to a restaurant.
Woo!
Yeah. So I'll have to book something.
You're mad into the Irish storytelling. Does that go down well in the UK?
It does, yeah. I mean, like, the British audiences, I must say, are very, very good. Irish audiences are the best, but British audiences are very good. They like the stories. They like anyone kind of like foreign as well. I mean, I know at the moment politically that doesn't come across like that, but if you're like a comedian, they kind of like that because, you know, I take the mick out of them a lot. Like every time I walk on stage in England, I always say stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm from Cork, you know, I've just flown over here to England, just to use the NHS because it's like free to foreigners, you know. So and they're all laughing. I goes, well, we didn't know it was free till you kept on putting it on the news. You know, so like, and they kind of like, I sell passports, Irish passports at the gigs. You know, I'd say €50 for an Irish passport and I chuck in some grandparents for a backstory.
Lovely.
You know, like, I take the mick out of them because of the Brexit thing as well. And then I just tell stories. You know, I've been there for a long time. I do love it there. But I've been coming back to Ireland a lot more recently and I'm just getting this massive grow, you know, to kind of come back.
Like, I know.
It's just, they don't get to it. They don't have potato sandwiches in, they don't have tanora, you know what I mean?
Do they have that anywhere?
They're like, I said to someone in a pub, they're like, have you got any Sidona?
Sidona?
Do you remember Sidona? Remember a Sidona? You used to get that money in places like Cavan and Monaghan.
You
and
thought you were
Athlone.
Drinking cider, but it was actually just a soft drink.
Yeah. You pretend you were drinking cider.
You were cool.
Yeah. Or a rock shandy, like, you know, you get a Club Orange and a Fanta. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Remember those ones? I have a rock shandy. I asked someone for a rock shandy in London. Your mum was like, I don't have a clue. And I goes, give me a Britvic lemon and a Britvic orange and put them together with some ice. Nah.
Maybe they just didn't know what you were saying because of the Cork accent. You haven't lost that at all.
No, it's currency. Being from Cork is amazing. Be from Cork is the best.
Will you give me a few Cork sayings that I might not know?
Your man's ahead the ball.
Okay, he's a nutter. Is that that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What do you say in Dublin for a nutter?
Probably he's a nutter.
Your man's a lunatic.
What's the other one?
She's a fla. She's good looking, like.
Okay, I thought it was going to be rude.
No. If you ever see someone, you go, you know, when you're out in the pub, he goes, oh, you know, if women are like, oh, your man's really good looking, but men be like, oh, she's a fla. Like, and then, you know, Bjor. You know what a Bjor is?
No.
Girl. So Bjor in Cork is a girl. She's a fla there, but look at that Bjor over there. She's a right fla. But like, that's why, that's Cork. That's why Cork is so special, you know? That's why on the 19th of October, those qualities will be shown at the
Everyman. Yeah, you plug.
Between 8 and 10 p.m.
I believe that you're pally with Shane from the Young Offenders.
Shane is my best friend.
Shane, who plays the fabulous Billy Murphy.
Yes, he actually messaged me this morning. What are you doing in Dublin today? I'm not around, though. He's a good mate of mine. Me and Shane's coming to the show. So if you want to come to the show the 19th of October, he'll be sitting in the back row.
Great. You'll have the opportunity to get a selfie with Billy Murphy then.
Yeah, at my show. But yeah, Shane's one of my best mates and we've been friends for a long time. And I'm delighted with his success in The Young Offenders. He's worked so hard for many years and he's a great buddy of mine. We went to Poland for a day drinking. We went to Poland for a day sightseeing.
Yeah.
For my birthday in March, and the two of us, he got recognised in Warsaw.
Stop it.
Yeah, we're walking down Warsaw. We were just going from museum to museum. And, you know, we're on this sort of really religious pilgrimage that we do every year. And this fellow was like, "Hey, Billy Murphy! Give me your phone there, man." And I was like, "Oh, we're in bloody Poland. We can't get away with it, you know?"
Yes. So do you know PJ Gallagher as well?
I've met PJ once or twice. Yeah, I don't know him that well now, but from all accounts I've heard, he's a lovely man.
He's floating around there somewhere. It's brilliant, isn't it, The Young Offenders, for Cork
fabulous,
as well. Yeah. Would you like to do something like that?
Well, I could say I've applied, to be honest. And unfortunately, the audition tape wasn't as successful as I felt it was. So I'm making in my own sitcom now, which is rival to The Young Offenders. So I'm going to...
And what's that called?
Enda Murphy's Love Songs in a Sauna on a Sunday Morning.
Okay, and it's a full documentary, is it?
It's a full Lifetime documentary. We follow Enda as he goes on his daily routine and pilgrimages to find love in places in Ireland that don't have Wi-Fi.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. I assume that's out for Valentine's Day or something, is it?
It's just previewing in time. On the 13th of February, yeah.
Okay. We'll keep an eye out. Touring the UK as well, all the time.
Always touring the UK, back here for next Saturday for the Everyman, then Galway Comedy Festival. You know, if you're into comedy, come and see me. My name's Andrew Ryan, and I'm not on Twitter because I value my mental health, but I am on Instagram and I post pictures of golf.
So if you're not on Twitter, how do we find out details of this show? Where
AndrewRyanComedy.com. You go to my website, you'll find it there. There's just a picture of me with Enda.
Okay.
Enda's in a bathrobe.
I think we need to wrap this up, Andrew.
Is Enda here? I
want
to meet
him. I can't breathe. Thanks a million. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.